Welcome to Akimo Stalin, Tell Me a Story, with your host, Senator Margaret Keewayton.
Hi, hi. The mirror then. Pepe Peaks, Quahito, Aonua Homagan. Margaret Keewayton, and Seekason. How, Kayaso Tota, Kawichi Huayan. How, Maga, I'm an Matson, Mr. Peagoyan. How, Maganesa, Kake, Hakiksemanto, Oksewatson, Epim Sahamok. How, the Muiten, Hota Hehayan. Mean I see no keo. Sta hence the way Makakio. How mean a hemio tortic. How matisa maga. Tapikesan hawiak pitoskaki ne hiawet. Maga niapogo. Me guato me peguian. Nia mamma orte. Iketaioia no mota askikan. Mina niapogo ne hiawean. Introduce myself. I'm Margaret Keewayton. My name is Margaret Keewayton. I've been here for a long time, I said. But I'm getting weak now. I'm getting old, but I don't give up. And I'm the only one in this reserve. I'm the oldest one, and I'm the only one that talks Cree now. Our other elder that just passed on used to be another one that used to talk our English. We used to talk together when we see each other. Now I have nobody to talk to. So that's what I said.
I was in Regina one whole week. The kids were having where they play all kinds of summer games.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, how was they're doing their pipe ceremony every morning. And I had my own helper that helps me with my pipe. And then she didn't come. And I said, is there anybody that knows how to fill up a pipe? And my helper didn't come up. I'll do it. She looks like a white woman, huh? Okay, I said, but she was a half-breed. So she got up and come and sit down just like somebody's going to beat her. So she filled up my pipe. She did everything right, but I had to tell her my way. And so she done that. And after we're done with the pipe ceremony, I have a turtle rattler. And Rick made it for me. And I bought a turtle shell in Albuquerque. And I thought, I'm going to buy this. I want a rattle out of it. So Rick made it for me. And then I used that rattle when I did that ceremony. And then she put that turtle right on top of my everything. And then she sipped my bike bag. Can I take this to your car? She said. Yeah, that car right there where the elders park. She went, instead of at the back, lift that hatch, she went around the other way. And then she went into the university really quick. I never saw her again. And then I had a sweat at the hospital where I work, White Raven. And I told Rick who had a ceremony Muslim, I said, what? You know, they don't talk English. I lost my rattle. I love that rattle very much, I said. It means a lot to me. I know what happened, he said. You let that woman do your pipe for you. Well, you didn't know her. She's trying to be just like you. A medicine woman, a pipe woman, and everything, he said. The grandfather said that. And then what she offered to take your pipe back, she let that rattle lay on top of everything, and she sipped. She closed that bag. And when she went and load up your pipe bag, she took that rattle. That's how come she rushed inside. And I did see her, and I never saw her after that. And the grandfather said, you want me to go and get it? Yes, please, I said. It means a lot to me. I'll be so happy. Okay, he said, I'll go. She's one of those women that they call them, I want to be, you know, an elder, that knows everything. That's what she wants to be. So they must have went. And about not very long after, we had to have a pipe, a sweat at the White Raven, a woman's sweat. And my helper there said, Coco, he said, you want all the rattles? Yeah. I said, put them all out. She stuck her hand in my rattle bag. She pulled out the first one. That was my rattle. They brought it back. They went and took it away from her and brought it back and put it back where it's supposed to be. And then after that, I had to go and do a pipe ceremony at the university. And this woman that stole my rattle, she was there. And Alicia was the one helping me with my pipe. And she sings while I'm doing my pipe. Use that rattle, I told her. Oh, yeah, she said. She turned around, started, you know, shaking that rattle towards her. And that woman just put her head down. She knew what happened. That's, you know, that's part of our culture, how strong and how powerful it is. But you have to believe in it. You have to believe in it. Otherwise, like that woman, she's just, you know, stealing things to try and start being an elder. It's not going to work for her. So that's how I live by our culture.